Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Get Out of Your Own Way by Dave Hollis. Published in 2020, this New York Times bestseller challenges readers to confront and overcome the self-imposed barriers that inhibit growth and fulfillment. Through a blend of personal anecdotes, humor, and raw honesty, Hollis shares his journey from skepticism to belief in the power of self-help. As a former executive at Disney and now CEO of the Hollis Company, he brings a unique perspective on personal development, particularly for those who doubt its value. This book is ideal for anyone who may be skeptical about self-help, particularly men struggling with self-esteem, as well as husbands and fathers striving to be their best selves. Hollis's transformation from a self-help doubter to a proponent offers a relatable roadmap for personal success. Join us as we explore how tackling the misconceptions we hold about ourselves can lead to a more fulfilling life. Get Out of Your Own Way, A Skeptic's Guide to Growth and Fulfillment. Introduction. Explore the true roadblocks to happiness and fulfillment. You might think that self-help books are only for those experiencing a midlife crisis or those on a quest to rediscover their essence after decades of loss. But imagine a typical successful individual, someone with a loving spouse, happy children, and a thriving career. Meet Dave Hollis, a man who, despite all these hallmark symbols of a successful life, found himself grappling with an undeniable emptiness. Day after day, Dave would return from his demanding job only to numb his exhaustion with drink, barely engaging with his family, and mechanically proceeding through life. On the surface, his life appeared ideal, yet internally, Dave was battling a persistent sense of dissatisfaction. He convinced himself that his feelings were normal, just another aspect of adult life to accept and endure. But deep down, Dave knew something had to change, as he couldn't shake the pervasive feeling of flatness consuming his everyday existence. The issue, Dave realized, stems from the invasive, critical voices in our minds, those that tie our self-worth to career success or social approval. These internal narratives convince us that our value hinges on external validation, a dangerous misconception that fosters profound unhappiness. Through his journey, Dave recognized that the path to silencing these destructive voices begins with questioning their validity. It requires an intentional commitment to personal growth and self-exploration. In pursuing this personal evolution, readers will uncover invaluable lessons, including the importance of vulnerability, as demonstrated by the unlikely example of rapper Eminem, a serendipitous encounter that reveals how even simple, unintended acts of listening can profoundly influence others' lives, and the necessity of mastering a new language of emotional expression to foster deeper, more fulfilling relationships. Engage with these insights to challenge the assumptions that hold you back and embark on a path of meaningful self-discovery. Part 1. Why Your Job Title Shouldn't Define Your Self-Worth. Picture yourself at an upscale cocktail party, mingling among impressive individuals, each boasting intriguing careers. When asked about your profession, you respond with a role that turns heads. Head of sales at the Walt Disney Company's movie studio. Yes, you are the force behind box office hits like Frozen and the Marvel series. Your job sounds glamorous, and your salary confirms your expertise. Yet, despite the awe it invokes in others, this recognition brings you little joy. Herein lies a profound truth. Linking your personal value solely with your professional identity can erode your self-esteem. This scenario mirrors the real-life experience of Dave Hollis, who found himself in a prestigious position at Disney, handling blockbuster hits and leading a dedicated team. Despite his success and the perks that came with his job, Dave felt an emptiness. His work, once a source of pride, had become too routine, failing to challenge or fulfill him. Trapped in the golden handcuffs of his career, Dave was initially reluctant to step away. Society had taught him to measure his worth by his job title and financial success. However, the longing for a more enriching life gnawed at him, pushing him to reconsider what truly mattered. Ultimately, Dave made a decisive move. He stepped down from his role at Disney and assumed leadership at the Hollis Company, run by his wife. This transition from a global powerhouse to a burgeoning startup required a steep learning curve. Dave faced new challenges daily, which, unlike his previous role, revitalized and engaged him. Through this transformative experience, Dave learned a valuable lesson about self-worth. True value comes not from public accolades or the prestige of one's employer, but from personal integrity and the impact one has on others. His journey taught him that he could be valued without a renowned title on his business card. This lesson serves as a reminder that our worth should never be tied exclusively to our professional achievements. It's a call to evaluate and perhaps redefine what truly makes us valuable, both to ourselves and to the world around us. Part 2. Embracing vulnerability can transform your interactions and negotiations. Imagine a corporate environment as a wild savanna where showing weakness could make you a target, much like a zebra limping in the eyes of a lion. In the cutthroat world of business negotiations, revealing your vulnerabilities feels like a direct path to defeat. This was the mindset of Dave Hollis while he worked at Disney, where he adopted the stance of the indomitable lion, always on the offensive, never showing a hint of weakness. Despite the success this strategy brought, it cost him connections and warmth in his relationships. Dave's aggressive approach often left him isolated, viewed by colleagues and partners as harsh and unapproachable. The turning point came unexpectedly, not through a typical business strategy session, but while watching a film, the movie 8 Mile, and its climactic rap battle, where Eminem's character, B-Rabbit, openly divulges his personal failings and challenges in his lyrics, struck a chord with Dave. Eminem's character turned his apparent vulnerabilities into strengths, disarming his opponent by owning his flaws, and thereby rendering the opponent's attacks impotent. Inspired by this, Dave began to integrate honest vulnerability into his negotiation tactics. Rather than masking his weaknesses, he openly shared them, cleverly presenting them as opportunities for fresh perspectives and innovation. This approach not only altered his professional interactions, but also opened him up to experimenting with transparency in his personal life. By treating interactions with family and friends as open negotiations, Dave ceased to protect himself behind a facade of invulnerability. This shift allowed him to forge deeper connections, making it easier to give and receive support and understanding. His newfound openness enhanced his relationships, teaching him the power of vulnerability, not just as a negotiation technique, but as a fundamental human connection tool. Thus, Dave learned that embracing and sharing one's vulnerabilities does not weaken you. Rather, it can give you a competitive and relational edge, turning potential pitfalls into pathways for genuine engagement and shared success. Part 3. Embrace failure as a stepping stone to growth. Picture a young student, Jackson, the son of Dave Hollis, inspired to run for class president and carrying a mix of hope and nervousness in his heart. Despite his enthusiasm and hard-fought campaign, Jackson experienced defeat. Yet this moment became far more than just a simple loss. It transformed into a critical life lesson about the nature of failure. Dave knew all too well the sting of defeat, having encountered it himself in his own attempts to secure leadership roles. Yet, he also recognized these experiences as valuable growth opportunities. He used his son's electoral loss to impart a crucial lesson. Failing at a task does not equate to personal failure. It was a chance to underscore that despite the outcome, Jackson was still cherished by his family, and his bravery in stepping up set him apart from his peers. The central idea here is clear. Growth necessitates an acceptance and normalization of failure. This concept was particularly poignant for Dave during a reflective period in his career at Disney. Despite achieving routine success with minimal effort, a sense of fulfillment eluded him. He faced a crossroads: continue in comfort or venture into uncertainty and potential failure by embracing new challenges. Dave's perspective on capabilities was initially limited by a fixed mindset, a concept popularized by psychologist Carol Dweck. This viewpoint constrains one's potential, framing talents and abilities as static. However, Dweck contrasts this with the growth mindset, which thrives on potential and personal development through perseverance and resilience. Influenced by these insights, Dave realized the necessity of adopting a growth mindset. He recognized that to break out of his stagnation, he needed to see himself as a work in progress, continually capable of overcoming the failures that are simply part of the human experience. Society often views failure negatively, but by actively engaging with challenges outside our comfort zones, we can defy this social stigma. Such endeavors allow us to become more accustomed to imperfection and can reveal previously undiscovered abilities. Thus, Dave and his son Jackson's experiences serve as powerful reminders. Embracing failure is not just about recovering from a fall, but about climbing to new heights, learning and evolving through each step of the journey. Part 4. Embracing pain as a catalyst for transformative growth. In 2013, amidst the joy of raising three sons, Dave Hollis and his wife Rachel felt a void in their family, a longing for a daughter to complete their home. Their journey towards this dream took a leap forward 3 years later when they received a call about twin girls in need of a home. Without hesitation, they embraced the opportunity, feeling that their family was finally becoming whole. However, their happiness was short-lived. Just 5 weeks after the twins arrived, another call delivered devastating news. The biological father of the girls wanted custody. With heavy hearts, Dave and Rachel had to let the twins go. It was a painful moment, one that could have easily discouraged them from ever trying to adopt again. The key insight here is potent. When we stop avoiding pain, it transforms into a powerful mechanism for growth. Despite the agony of their loss, Dave understood that succumbing to fear and avoiding potential pain would only lead to regret. Their dream of adding a daughter to their family could only be realized if they continued their journey with courage. A few months after returning the twins, during a poignant lunch, Rachel expressed a wish to send the twins gifts for closure. When Dave shared that the father had refused any further contact, Rachel's resolve crumbled. Overwhelmed, she felt unable to continue the adoption process. At that critical moment, a stranger dining nearby overheard their conversation. He shared his own story of adoption, revealing the numerous challenges his parents faced before finally adopting him and his brother. His story, a testament to perseverance and the rewards that come from not giving up, even when faced with repeated pain, rekindled hope in Dave and Rachel. Inspired by this serendipitous encounter, they named their subsequent adoptive daughter Noah, after the stranger who reminded them of the strength found in enduring pain for the sake of love and fulfillment. Through this deeply personal journey, Dave and Rachel discovered that by confronting and moving through their pain, rather than shying away from it, they could achieve their dreams and grow in profound ways. Their story teaches us that facing pain with courage and openness can radically transform challenges into stepping stones for growth, leading us to places of unexpected blessing and learning. Part 5. Understanding your partner's needs without assumptions. Imagine spending hours preparing a gourmet meal for your partner, anticipating their delight, only to receive a lukewarm, "it's nice" in response. Or perhaps you've gifted them something you thought was perfect, met with a simple "thanks." It's disheartening when expressions of love seem to miss the mark, often leading to misunderstandings and disappointment. This common scenario underscores a vital point. What resonates as a loving gesture for one might not hold the same value for another. The truth is, we often misinterpret our partner's needs based on our own perceptions. Moreover, as we evolve, our needs can change, meaning what worked in the past might not suffice today. The fundamental lesson here is clear. Avoid making assumptions about what your partner needs or wants. Understanding your partner's unique psychological makeup is crucial for a flourishing relationship. Thankfully, there are tools available to deepen this understanding. For instance, Dave and Rachel Hollis turned to the Enneagram, a powerful framework that identifies different personality types and their dynamics under various conditions. This tool helped them comprehend each other's natural tendencies and stress responses, enhancing their emotional connection. Additionally, they explored Dr. Gary Chapman's concept of the five love languages, which suggests that each person has a preferred way of receiving love, often different from their partners. Dave learned that while he expressed love through acts of service, Rachel valued words of affirmation more. This discrepancy explained why many of his well-intentioned actions seemed to miss the mark. By recognizing and adapting to each other's love languages, Dave and Rachel could more effectively communicate their affection and support, particularly during challenging times. Learning and applying these insights allowed them to not only navigate difficult periods more effectively, but also enhance their day-to-day interactions, ensuring that their gestures of love truly resonated with each other. This approach to relationship maintenance and enhancement emphasizes the importance of continual learning and adaptation, ensuring that both partners feel understood and valued in the ways that matter most to them. Part 6. Adapting roles to meet your partner's changing needs. Just as businesses must evolve to stay relevant amid changing market conditions, relationships require flexibility and adaptation. In a business context, shifts in technology, consumer preferences, or cultural environments can spell the need for strategic pivots. However, when similar changes occur within personal relationships, they often trigger fear and uncertainty instead of excitement and opportunity. This fear typically stems from a misunderstanding, the belief that needing to change indicates a past failure. Rather than recognizing that people and situations evolve, there's a tendency to see change as a sign of previous inadequacies. But change is not only inevitable, it's essential for growth in a relationship. The crucial takeaway is that being the best partner involves playing various roles as needed. Reflect on the last year and think about the different kinds of support you required from your partner at various times. Maybe you needed emotional solace during a personal loss, but sought practical help during a busy work week. Relationships that stand the test of time are those where partners can discern and respond effectively to these varying needs without clinging to fixed assumptions. Dave learned an important lesson in this regard during a critical moment in his wife Rachel's career as she negotiated to host a cable TV program. Initially, Dave believed that protecting Rachel from potential disappointment by highlighting the slim chance of success was supporting her. However, this approach made Rachel feel unsupported in her aspirations. The situation reached a poignant resolution 6 years later when Rachel revealed a gift Dave had unknowingly given her, a bracelet engraved with 3%, symbolizing the odds she defied by securing the TV deal. This token was a reminder of her resilience and also a nudge for Dave to have more faith in her capabilities. From this experience, a straightforward yet profound strategy emerges for nurturing a strong relationship. Openly ask your partner what support they need at any given moment and listen attentively to their response. Embracing their needs and setting aside your assumptions will not only maintain, but will elevate your relationship from good to great. By recognizing and respecting your partner's evolving needs, You actively contribute to a dynamic, supportive partnership that thrives over time. Part 7. Learning the limits of understanding diverse perspectives. Dave Hollis's upbringing in a homogeneous community shielded him from the varied realities that many others face daily. It wasn't until his 20s, when Dave befriended a colleague who was openly gay, that he began to see the world through slightly different lenses. This was the beginning of an important, albeit gradual, journey toward understanding diversity deeper. Years later, the pursuit of international adoption with his wife Rachel prompted another significant expansion of his worldview. To ensure their future daughter stayed connected to her cultural roots, they immersed themselves in a multicultural church community. This decision unearthed some unexpected realizations for Dave. Until then, Dave believed he had a firm grasp on the complexities of racial issues in America, bolstered by documentaries and books about civil rights leaders like Martin Luther King, Jr. However, he soon discovered his comprehension was superficial at best. The profound lesson here is, don't assume you can fully understand the experiences of others. This lesson hit home in 2014 when a fellow church member discussed his concerns over police interactions with African Americans, ignited by incidents like the tragic shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. Dave was confronted with questions about precautions he never needed to consider for his own children, revealing a stark contrast in daily realities dictated by race. Participating in a racial reconciliation workshop further opened Dave's eyes. The personal stories shared by participants who had recently toured significant sites in the civil rights movement underscored his lack of true understanding about the pervasive impact of racial prejudice. Dave's realizations about his limited perspective led him to reflect on his professional environment. He recognized that he was out of touch with the experiences of colleagues who were women, people of color, or LGBTQ+. His newfound awareness spurred him to initiate programs at Disney aimed at tackling unconscious biases and supporting diversity. By admitting his previous ignorance and committing to listen and empathize, Dave not only grew personally, but also used his position to advocate for meaningful change. This journey highlighted a crucial message. True empathy requires acknowledging our own limits in understanding and being open to learning from the lived experiences of others. Part 8, Breaking Free from the Chains of Limiting Beliefs. Dave Hollis discovered his passion for running later in life, a revelation that was both invigorating and eye-opening. His commendable achievements in marathons are particularly noteworthy, considering that until the age of 36, he was held back by a deeply ingrained belief that tall people are not cut out for running. This misconception was challenged when a co-worker coaxed him into participating in a 5 kilometer race. This nudge was enough to stir Dave's competitive spirit, pushing him to defy the limits he had unconsciously set for himself. Herein lies an essential truth. To truly grow, we must challenge the thoughts that limit us. Limiting beliefs often fence us in with false boundaries that we dutifully respect without question. However, this doesn't have to remain the status quo. We can choose where to draw these boundaries. Confronting these limiting beliefs can be transformative. When Dave shrugged off the old notion about his suitability for running, he didn't transform overnight, but he did start to see changes. Each race he completed dismantled a piece of his old constraints, reinforcing that his height was not a barrier to being a runner. Limiting beliefs can severely restrict our lives, convincing us that past failures dictate future restrictions. These could manifest as beliefs that we'll never find love again after a heartbreak, or that one poor interview implies we're not cut out for our dream job. This restrictive mindset prevents us from reaching out for new experiences, stifling growth and happiness. According to Dave, the core of limiting beliefs is often fear. Fear of rejection, failure, or not being perfect. We cling to these beliefs because they create a comfort zone, shielding us from potential pain and discomfort. Acknowledging and confronting these limiting beliefs is the beginning of a journey towards personal growth. It involves questioning long-held assumptions and realizing that different outcomes are possible. This mindset shift is crucial for anyone looking to overcome internal barriers. The journey might start with a simple, achievable act, such as entering a race or applying for a job, despite previous failures. Each step forward not only quiets the critical inner voice, but also opens up a world of possibilities where you discover more about your capabilities and refine your understanding of yourself. Thus, by challenging and overcoming these limiting beliefs, you are not just aspiring to achieve a specific goal, be it running a marathon or landing a job, but you are also charting a path towards living a fuller, more empowered life. Final summary. At some stage, many of us encounter periods of discontent, even when all external indicators suggest we should be content. You might have a respectable job, a loving family, and a stable life, yet still feel an internal struggle that leaves you feeling unfulfilled. This often happens when personal growth stagnates, when life no longer presents the challenges that foster a sense of achievement and progress. The core insight from these reflections is that continuous personal growth is essential not only for individual fulfillment, but also for our ability to be there for those who depend on us. To reach our full potential and enrich our relationships, we need to recognize and surmount the obstacles we often unwittingly place in our own paths. Moving forward requires us to confront and dismantle these barriers, whether they are limiting beliefs about our capabilities, fears of stepping outside our comfort zones, or assumptions about our relationships. By actively seeking growth and embracing change, we can reignite our passion for life and rediscover fulfillment in both our personal achievements and our connections with others. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.